News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
71% of people fear modern cars with more built-in screens and tech are leading to more driver distraction. That's according to the latest poll by the Sunday Independent in Ireland. Thanks. Shane O'Donoghue is with us. He's editor with CompleteCar.ie. Shane, this is the shift from old style, there is a button or a knob that you twist or that you poke to make stuff work, into cars festooned with touchscreens that could confuse a computer genius.
Morning, Anton. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Pretty much right now, you would struggle to buy a brand new car that doesn't have a touchscreen. And more of them in recent years have been moving away from using physical buttons at all and putting it all on the touchscreen. So even if you just want to reduce the temperature of the cabin by half a degree, you have to do it on the touchscreen. And I think that's what this survey is referring to. And people are worried about how distracting these touchscreens are.
Is there any evidence to connect? I mean, is there any good hard scientific data or research to support the notion that it is dangerously distracting?
Absolutely. I don't have any paper numbers or anything to cite for you, but absolutely loads of research has been done on this. And one of the most reassuring things is that Euro NCAP, which is a European organization, independent organization, that is the benchmark for testing the safety of all new cars. It has come out last year, I think it was, and said that it is actively looking at incorporating the interface of the car with its safety scores. Now, all the manufacturers care a lot about these safety scores because, you know, a car is given a safety score by the Euro NCAP, and that's published everywhere. The public can see it and read about it. And so it is important to a car manufacturer that it does well. So the Euro NCAP has come out and said that it has done the investigation, and the touchscreens are massively distracting, and that it wants to see a return of physical switchgear.
Now, I suppose part of the problem with the physical switchgear is if all you were doing was basic heater controls and an AM/FM radio, it's relatively easy to dedicate a button to everything. But with the layers of navigation, climate control, audio settings, video of the car stationary, all of that kind of stuff is difficult to assign specific buttons to.
Well, it wasn't. We always had it once upon a time. And, you know, muscle memory and I think makes things way safer to press a button in a car. Even if a car dashboard has 100 buttons, it's way easier for somebody that knows that car to press a button to do something without taking their eyes off the road. Whereas in a touchscreen, you have multiple layers that you might have, and you have to look because it's just a blank screen, a smooth surface. You can't do it by touch. You can't really do it by memory. I don't know for sure, but I think Tesla was one of the first to go this way with its big, large touchscreens in the middle of their cars. And, you know, it's going more and more that way from Tesla and others. And it looks like actually the public seemed to like it initially.
Shane, thank you. That is Shane O'Donoghue, who is editor with CompleteCar.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.